Hi, I'm Alex. We are currently in the project setup startup phase. This phase has quite a few critical project setup meetings that I will need to plan for and conduct. Working with me on this project is Simran, the Project Management Analyst, PMA. I have a meeting with Donna, my mentor, and a senior project leader at Quintiles IMS. I am hoping to get some guidance from her on handling these meetings. I should get going. Hi, Donna. I wanted to meet you to learn how to plan for the key project meetings during the setup startup phase. For instance, when should each of the meetings happen? Who should be invited? What are the role and responsibilities of each team member, and what is the key objective of each meeting? Help me identify the critical project meetings during the setup startup phase of the project. Right. I ensured the requests for FTLs were in place after the project was awarded. It was quite informative. Since this is the first time some of us are working with Worldwide Pharma, our BD team gave us some background information about the sponsor and their expectations for the project. In addition, the BD team gave us information about the sponsor's team we would be interacting with, such as their working and communication styles. Thanks, Donna. I really appreciate the time and advice you have given me to think about. Hello, team. Have all the expected participants joined? Shall we begin? I don't remember them declining the meeting invitation. Simran, can you please connect with them to see they are able to join? Before we move ahead with other points of discussion, let's take a look at key plans that need to be materially final, near and medium-term activities agreed, by the end of this kickoff meeting. This will help you all start work on the draft plans to have them reviewed by the sponsor before the kickoff meeting begins. In past studies with a similar indication, we observed that the patient enrollment rate for Asia was comparatively lower than in other regions. Chances are that we may experience the same situation again there. Teresa, do we have any risk prevention and mitigation strategy for this? It would be great if we had a more in-depth analysis of the cause of this risk so that we can determine the best response plan. Let's plan for this as a separate discussion 2 days from now. Hopefully that will give you enough time to analyze and prepare an appropriate risk response plan. This is potentially going to impact both the enrollment projection included in the IPMP and recruitment and startup management plan. The sponsor conveyed that to me over email after the customer expectation meeting. I updated the draft work order, but I neglected to share it with the core project team prior to this meeting. Not so good, Donna. A couple of team members could not join, and the people that did, they didn't come prepared for the meeting. There was also some confusion about the approved number of recruitment sites for the study in Latin America. I thought that since most of the team members were present in the customer expectation meeting, and it went so well, everyone would be engaged and prepared for the internal planning meeting as well. I guess I should have been equally proactive for this meeting also. What else should I take care of? My project is a Green 3 project. This means that the PMA will also act as facilitator. Thanks, Donna. You've given me good information. It's been really helpful. I'll catch up with you later. Yes, Donna. We have received feedback from the sponsor on our draft plans. Yes, with the help of Simran, the PMA facilitator, I have sent invites to all required team members and the sponsor's team. I hope all of you have gone through the feedback from the sponsor on our draft plans. So, do we have any special requirement from the sponsor? All right. In that case, we need to update our study protocol and other important plans, as well as the scope of work in the draft work order. Do we have the updated documents? At this stage, I don't think we should go back to the sponsor and revisit the study budget. We will appear disorganized. I see that we are digressing from the discussion on the risk associated with the transfer of the extra IP. What should I do now? I see that the sample handling procedure defined by the sponsor is not standard for the sites in China. We need sponsors' approval to take any action on this agenda item. What should I do now? Hi, Donna. It went well. We have all our plans in place to discuss with the sponsor tomorrow. The risk log that we created initially during the internal planning meeting was updated with the new information that came to light since then. We now know the top risks that would be discussed with the customer. How should I prepare to handle such situations in the kickoff meeting when the sponsor has joined? Thanks, Donna. It was really very helpful. I think I am prepared for the kickoff meeting with the customer tomorrow. Do you have any final tips and pointers to share? Can you share some information about executive debrief? Thanks for all this useful information, Donna. I am all set for the kickoff meeting with the customer.